Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
The cattle futures market today was 35 to 65 cents higher. And January front end, 130.40, up 40, went as high as 130.87. Those contracts are near their highs, did not go through yesterday's highs, but yesterday they reached the highest level since the end of August. So overall, the market is extremely strong. Cash trade today on the live cattle was 112 bid and 115 ask coming into today. Looks like there was some 114 trade down in Texas. The online exchange weighted average was about 112.68, so steady to a little bit higher than where we were last week at this time. Packer margins are estimated to still be fairly profitable at $135 a head, so still a good incentive for them to bid up some live cattle here as the packer margins are so high. This Friday we'll have the latest on-feed report. On-feed estimates as of December 1st are 98.6% of last year. Placements in November were 113.3% of last year, so quite a bit more placed than last November. Marketed in November was 116.5% of last year. So overall, maybe considered just a little bit positive for the on-feed report. That'll be this Friday, 11 a.m., due to the shortened trading day on Friday.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
A mixed bag for grain futures today. Was corn was 2 to 2.5 cents lower. Soybeans were about 2 to 3 higher, and then the Chicago wheat and Kansas City wheat both 4 to 4.5 cents higher. There was a 132,000 metric ton announcement of soybeans to China this morning. China continues to be the largest buyer here of United States beans. There are ideas that as the South American crop comes to market, that the world will switch to South American soybeans and corn rather than United States corn. And you'll also be led to believe that due to the fact that the U.S. dollar has been so incredibly strong over the last couple of months, and that will eventually hurt the export market here in the United States. Now, hedge funds still long soybeans, long about 107,000 metric tons of soybeans. And they are short corn and wheat, 83,000 contracts of corn, about 92,000 short contracts in the wheat. And then a lot of traders talking about the South American crops and their potential to be extremely large. If we have just normal weather patterns through the rest of January, there's ideas that this could be a world production record, and that carryouts for the world could be record high, and ideas that could weigh on markets more than it could help the markets going forward in 2017. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.